Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Toku Podcast. I am Holly Nielsen.
Okay, Gray. It gets more less understandable every time I say it.
Yeah, we're just going to start the podcast by screaming.
Yay!
So how have you been, Kate?
Warm. I don't really have room for any emotions other than warm.
Yeah, it's too hot to do anything.
It's too hot to think. It's too hot to record podcasts, Holly.
That's so true. Okay, we're going to start with a question.
Awesome.
And this is from Almighty Corks, and he asks, Mulder versus Geralt, in a fight to the death, who wins and why?
Geralt would win, because he has two swords.
I always say Geralt, like Gerald.
Gerald.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he has two swords.
Yeah, but Mulder has a gun.
Yeah, but Geralt has magic, like actual magic.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if it was just them one-on-one, then Geralt would win. But yeah. I think if you get, like, backup, you know, he gets, like, his SWAT team. That's fine. Mm. Yeah, then, you know.
If they both took their tops off, everyone would win.
Yeah, everyone would win. Oh, yeah.
So what have you been up to?
Not too much. I went to go see Jurassic World, finally.
Yeah?
It is so dumb.
Yeah,
like unbelievably dumb. I mean, like it's stupid and it's fun and stuff, but by the end of it I was literally like, I got the giggles, like I couldn't stop just like giggling. Yeah. And like it just kept on getting stupider and stupider, and I don't want to kind of spoil it too much for people, but I'm so sick of that kind of character that Chris Pratt plays and is in, like, every Hollywood action movie, where it's, like, the slightly misogynistic, grumpy, but with a heart of gold character that helps the stuck-up woman loosen up.
And I think, like, basically, like, it's just an offshoot of stoner comedy.
Yeah.
But back then, they were losers. And now they're, like, losers that are really good at, you know, herding dinosaurs. Or
it's like the kind of James Bond, Indiana Jones thing.
Yeah, but like a stupid version.
Yeah. And there's a moment in it where they're kind of, it's hinted at Chris Pratt and the, I can't even remember what her name is in it. It's terrible. See, that's how much I remember. Well, the lady in it, first of all, she wears...
Mrs. Wig Lady.
Yeah, she wears heels throughout the entire thing.
Yeah.
She runs in heels
and
in a forest.
So perfect.
And yeah, and she's just...
Wig.
And the heels thing really annoyed me, because I was like, first of all, it's dangerous.
It's dangerous.
You know, you could fall over and twist an ankle and then you're
like
dino
a
food.
Nature park. Why would you wear heels in
Yeah, but
a
she's the
park.
Business lady that doesn't care about the animals. She's just in it for the profits. And it was just like, in the literally moments where like, because it's her nephews or something, and then the families like reunite, spoilers, the family reunites at the end, and she looks over at her sister hugging her children, and she's literally just like, I don't have any, you know, it's literally just like, kind of like, I'm incomplete as a woman because I don't have any offspring.
Does she decide to have babies at the end as a result of dinosaurs?
It's kind of hinted at that. She looks at like the children, she's like, I don't have that in my life. Like there's a bit where Chris Pratt asks for the ages of her nephews.
And she's just like,
oh, one of them's like high school age and the other one's like, I don't know, elementary school age. And he's like, you don't know the exact ages of your nephews?
I don't know the ages of my nephews because they're non-existent.
I don't know the ages of like most of my family.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, and like, it was like hinted at, I was like, you're a terrible person.
Like, I don't know how old my cousins are.
20, no.
24. 24?
I have literally no clue.
26?
They range from...
80? I don't know.
11 to like 40. I don't know.
Apologies, cousins, if you're listening. As it turns out, all my family listen to this now. So, yeah, sorry, guys.
I feel kind of... I feel like if I ever met your family, then I would just be...
You're Holly, aren't you?
They've listened to me talk about, like, really weird things.
I had my granddad comment on one of my videos the other day.
Oh, I saw that on Twitter.
It was something like... good video, very informative, the interviewer was great. And I'm like, Grandad, the interviewer was me.
Oh, what? That's so cute.
Yeah, it was cute.
That's adorable. At least my granddad wouldn't even like know how to turn the computer on, so yeah. That's pretty impressive.
My granddad prides himself on his use of technology, which I think is cool.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I saw that, and it's ridiculously dumb. Like, I was genuinely expecting... I mean, it's never going to be, like, you know... hyper intelligent. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, Jurassic World. But by the end, I was expecting the T-Rex to salute Chris Pratt. Like, it was just so... There were so
you
many, like...
Good,
it was like, good, you've done good. Like,
you
know, like...
me.
That'll do, pig, that'll do. There's so many of those moments where Chris Pratt just kind of looks at a dinosaur and the dinosaur looks back at him and there's understanding.
Aren't all the dinosaurs women as well? So he's tamed all the women, even the ones that are dinosaurs.
I think, oh yeah, they mention... It's a she.
Yeah.
Yeah, the raptor's a she and the big nasty one's a she.
So basically, it's all just a metaphor for how women can be tamed by Chris Pratt. Or penises, I'm not sure. I could make a convincing argument.
Yeah, like those, you know, those kind of zappy rod things, taser things they use.
Are you
going
to compare that to a penis?
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
I kind of like the idea that at the end... or even all the way through the film, the lady, the business lady, mm-hmm. is just like, oh, I have nothing to leave behind when I die apart from my legacy in making parks. And that doesn't count for anything.
I know. It's like, and there's like a bit where like she's really busy and she's working. And then her nephew's come and she's like, okay, well, I need to just do this thing tonight and then we'll spend all day tomorrow together.
Yeah.
And like... And, like, it's meant to be hinted that, like, oh, that's bad. She's not, you know, she's not spending
time.
Yeah. But then I was kind of like, that's fair enough.
She's a businesswoman.
Like, yeah, like, why would she got these nephews the park tickets and, like, a nice hotel room. They can suck it up. One of them is, like, 16 or 17. Like,
if my brother was, like, basically the Bill Gates of dinosaurs, I wouldn't be like... I'm going to assume you're free to look after my children. I get a babysitter.
Yeah.
Like someone who doesn't have a job.
Yeah.
Apart from looking after children.
I know.
That's really dumb.
It's like, and like, so I had literally like that kind of like storyline I had no time for. And there's a moment where there's a dinosaur like on Chris Pratt and she like grabs a gun and shoots it. And it's the first time that she does anything. And like he immediately like looks at her and like, swings her round and kisses her. And
because like, why?
Because it's like, it was literally like, he may as well have said, that's pretty good for a woman. Like, it was that kind of thing for a girl.
If it was a guy, he'd been like, nice shot. Shot, dude. Fist bump.
And then this, he just like, spins around and kisses her. And I literally just went, oh, really? In the cinema. And I was like, oh my God, I'm the worst person right now.
What film did I go and see? I went to see Ant-Man.
Oh, is it good?
And I really liked Ant-Man, but the trailers for all the other films. There's one called Southpaw, right? Which is about, I don't know, I kind of lost interest because it was stupid. It was about Jake Gyllenhaal and Rachel McAdams being all smoochy and married.
Yeah.
And then like 5 seconds into the trailer, I was like, she's going to die. Like just the way they'd set it up, you know, where the guy comes home and is like, I love you more than anything else in the world and I hope we never get split up. And you're like, oh, she's going to die. She's going to die in like the next 2 seconds. And then she did. And then I was like, great.
Yeah.
Good.
I always find that with kind of trailers, like, I kind of feel like I've watched the movie. Mm. You know, like, sometimes, like, I don't need to see this film anymore.
Yeah.
I've seen it in a condensed version.
They tell you all the twists apart from the final one.
Yeah.
They're like, but how will they escape from this? And you're like, well, I kind of don't really care,
by this point, I mean...
I mean, I remember the How to Train Your Dragon 2 trailer.
Yeah.
Revealed that it was his mum or something.
Yeah.
In the trailer.
Yeah.
And that only happens, like, halfway into the film, because I watched it.
Yeah.
Just to make sure. And I was like, why would you
you do that? Yeah, it's very strange.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you been up to? What have you been doing, Kate?
My internet isn't working, so nothing. I've been doing nothing apart from cross stitch.
Do you just... Yes, I've been cross stitching as well. Yeah. Like, my thread arrived so I can finally get back into it.
My thread arrived and it's all blue. It's all just variations of teal. Wait, I can't do anything with teal.
Where did you order it from?
Amazon. But clearly it's just one of those places where you give them £3 and they're like, I don't want any of these colours.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've got lots of teal.
Okay.
Well, not even nice shades of teal.
Yeah, you got the leftover teal.
Yeah, I obviously ordered it from some kind of teal warehouse.
Well, you did go to teal.com.
Teals R Us.
Yeah.
Teals R Us? I don't know.
Seals, teals. It's just a picture of a seal with a teal.
With some teal thread.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, you probably should have taken the hint there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know what they meant by teals, and now I do. The teal, the colour teal.
Yes.
Lots of that.
I also, I finally finished watching Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Awesome.
Yes, so good.
Yes.
So good. And I watched the first episode of Korra.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Korra is quite different.
Yeah, I'm starting to see that.
In tone and style, it's a lot darker a story.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and turn the laptop back on.
Sorry. Every now and again, Kate's going to have to just lean out and...
I'm back.
There we go. She's back.
That was a long journey.
But yeah, no, I really enjoy... I watched the first episode and I was like, Aang's really annoying and stuff. Mm. But I got really into it and I was really sad about it. Because usually when you start an American series, you know you have like so many episodes to get through. And there are lots of episodes. But there's not as many as you might expect there to be.
It's three series, isn't
it? Yeah, like, that's not that much. So I got to the end and I was like, oh.
No, I need more adventures. Well, there's loads of comic books, graphic novels and all
but
that.
But then I have to teach myself how to read comics. I'm not good at
it. Teach yourself.
I'm terrible at reading
but
comics.
But they're more pictures than words.
Yeah, that's what throws me.
The pictures?
Yeah. Oh. I can never get into comic books, and my dad is a massive comic book nerd. Yeah. He has lots and lots of comics. And I kind of feel like it's wasted on me, because I just can't get into them. Mm.
I guess they're quite short. And you run through one really quickly, and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I've read the two X-Files comic books that came out.
Yeah.
And they're good, like, they're really good, but, like, finish them in, like, 10 minutes, and it's like, well, what is that? And I think it's kind of... into like, and it's annoying because it's nothing wrong with comics. There's something wrong with me. Like, I'm being simple
here.
There's
a lot wrong with you.
Yeah, it's one of the many things I can add to the pile. And it's and I think it's like, because I hate in like writing like really over descriptive things, like Thomas Hardy, who will spend like 2 chapters describing a flower. Like, I hate that so much.
And there was a boat on the horizon. It's not important to the story, but I'm going to describe all of it.
Yeah, and then there's another boat over there. Oh, isn't that fascinating? And stuff like that really annoys me. And it's kind of like, I almost kind of think, and it's probably I'm just in the wrong frame of mind, but it's like almost like comics are like that.
Okay.
Like, I have no, there's no access, like, it's not up to me to, like, imagine it. Like, it's already just there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like reading a storyboard instead of like letting your imagination go wild.
I suppose they are a weird kind of narrative.
Yeah.
Because if you actually just took all the words out,
it would be
the world's shortest story.
Yeah.
Because, there was that recently, did you see there was that Furiosa comic that was written to kind of tie in to the Mad Max films? And it covered Furiosa's story.
Yeah, wasn't that the one that lots of people were saying is... Yeah.
That one was really wordy.
Great.
Like, separate from how terrible it was.
Yeah.
Because I read a fair bit of it.
Yeah.
Separate from how terrible it was. It had too many words.
Yeah.
Like, the point of comic books is you don't tell the story entirely with words. You're meant to tell it with pictures. Because otherwise, why don't you just read a book?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that comic was just rubbish.
But yeah. And speaking of Avatar...
Yeah?
Maybe we should get on to my challenge.
Okay.
It's got nothing to do with
Avatar. Oh, wait, what?
Well, it's kind of like, because I finished Avatar, and I was like, that was a really good cartoon. And then I started thinking about different cartoons, weird, like, cartoons. Because I love
cartoons.
Yeah, cartoons are great. Mm. And we grew up, you mentioned last time that your uncle worked at Cartoon Network,
which was
probably the coolest thing ever.
He worked in IT.
Well, that's still at Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
So that definitely counts. So yeah, and also I'm slightly fascinated by old like 1930s and 40s cartoons. Like they're really interesting. And I thought there's some really weird cartoons out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Yeah. So this was basically this. I've turned loosely, very loosely into a quiz, but it's basically just an excuse to talk about these things because I went kind of down a bit of a rabbit hole of looking at weird and like dark cartoons. Okay. So this. Okay. Okay, so in 1940s, Disney did an educational film about A, masturbation, B, menstruation, C, pubic hair, or D, sex.
All of the above.
I would love that. In Aww. One.
Okay, so wait, masturbation, menstruation, pubic hair, sex.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the first one.
Masturbation. It was menstruation.
Oh, that was what I was torn between.
Yeah, it was the story of menstruation, and it was done in 1946.
Sorry, the story.
The story. What of story menstruation. Is there?
Once upon a time, blood came out.
Yeah, it has a load of ovaries and like a girl running around a clock, and I don't know, shit like that. I tried to watch a bit of it, and I was like, this is wait, really strange. Really?
Was there any like gushing in it?
I didn't watch all of it. I just watched a very small bit.
Well, I'd like to imagine that there was like proper 1940s animation style, like, oh no, gushing!
Yeah, it has the.
Comes out. Yeah. And Popeye's on it, like, ah, gah, 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 gah. I don't know.
Okay, is this true?
Okay.
Or false?
Yeah.
There is a Mickey Mouse cartoon in which Mickey dies and his ghost has to be reunited with his body.
That sounds true. I'm going to go with true.
That's false.
No!
I made it up. Yeah, sorry. Okay. Is there a cartoon in which a baby gets beaten and drowned from the 1930s?
I've seen some really scary Disney stuff. Like, there was one...
I warn people now, it gets pretty damn dark, this thing. Because old cartoons are fucked up.
I think I saw one where it's... You know the lady who is a cow? She's a cow lady. Yeah. It was her getting, like, beaten up by her husband a lot. But in a kind of...
In a jovial way. Yeah, like, ho, ho.
And you're like, oh, God.
Yeah. I don't really go into it in this, but there is a lot of racism. And all. Like, I mean, like, that's the go-to kind of, like, oh, my God, kind of ones.
I'm going to go with true, then. That sounds something... Like,
that is true.
Yeah,
it's great. Not Disney, though. Lovely. It's called... and I have to put the whole description in, because it is... So weird. Okay, so it's called The Little Pest, and it was in 1931.
Okay.
The Little Pest is a bit of an understatement, okay?
Yeah.
So it's based around Scrappy, and he's the villainous protagonist of Dick Huemer's 1931 cartoon, The Little Pest. And it says, throughout the cartoon, Scrappy is depicted as violent and abusive towards his baby brother, Oopie.
Oh.
Yeah, and also the actual cartoon style is really fucking creepy. Yeah. It's like the kind of like big round heads and big eyes and like Cuphead.
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing.
Cuphead's creepy.
Oh, I can't wait for that game. Okay, so Scrappy wants to go on a fishing trip with his dog, but Oopie wants to tag along, much to Scrappy's annoyance. He at first pushes and threatens Oopie, but as soon as it escalates to Scrappy slapping him in the face with enough force to send him flying backwards.
Oh, God.
Yep. Scrappy abandons his brother in the forest and goes fishing, but then Oopie catches up to him. While they are fishing, Scrappy and Oopie's fishing line gets caught and tangled, so Scrappy pushes Oopie into the water.
And he dies.
This is a comedy, by the way. This is like a kind of like, you know, kind of like, oh, this is, you know.
Yeah, slapstick is messed up.
And then that's not the end.
Because
Oopie is screaming for help and struggling to swim in the water. Oopie's a baby, by the way, like an actual little baby. And but Scrappy pretends not to hear him and cheerfully starts to walk away. This is so fucking weird. As he is doing so, he suddenly has a vision of an electric chair. Fearing punishment for letting his brother die, Scrappy goes to, you know, because, you know, he has a conscience, obviously.
Yeah.
Scrappy goes back to save him. He pulls Oopie out of the water and begins to panic because Oopie isn't breathing.
Oh my God.
This is a comedy. This is like a lighthearted jape kind of farce. Okay. After successfully reviving him, Scrappy is relieved until Oopie requests for a drink of water, causing Scrappy to angrily throw Oopie back into the water to his presumed death.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice way to end it.
I know.
I thought it was just going to be like, ha, he's back in the water. No, to his presumed death.
Yeah, to his presumed death.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, that's, it's so funny. It's like something you'd see like in a kind of like a kind of dystopian game, like all these people laughing at like, oh, the cartoon, yeah. It's so funny, and it's like, it's so creepy, like you have to watch it, it's so creepy.
It kind of reminds me of, I had this annual, you know, annuals, like,
yeah,
with, like the big and
yeah,
but this one was really old and I bought it at a car boot sale, so it was from probably ages ago,
yeah,
and it had this comic in it, like really old school comic,
yeah,
from like the 40s, I guess, this girl who faked her own death because her parents were rich and she wanted to give her money to poor people, so she faked her own death. And yeah, it was this really chirpy sort, yeah, of like, I just want to give to charity, but she jumped off a cliff. So I don't know, it was weird.
Yeah, yeah. It's, and then, okay, right, so
yeah,
this is also another interesting, okay, right,
okay,
Disney did a lot of propaganda and educational films, particularly during World War II. Okay, mm-hmm. So which of these lines is real, is actually from a Disney cartoon, and therefore, okay, I will point out, is Disney lore. I should have done a bit socket style, is this canon, but yeah. Okay, that's right, Pluto, bite the nasty Nazi, at a girl, Minnie, beat the monster down, at a boy, Dopey, kill her good and dead, great job, Doc, now cut his leg off. Which one, ooh, of those is Disney canon?
Wait, go through the first two again.
That's right, Pluto. Bite the nasty Nazi. At a girl, Minnie. Beat the monster down.
First one.
Or that's right, Pluto. Bite the nasty Nazi. It's not. Oh. It is at a boy, Dopey. Kill her good and dead. Okay, and
Dopey, like the dwarf.
The dwarf. Okay, right. So this is it's from a 1943 cartoon called The Winged Scourge, and it's about malaria prevention. I mean, there's a lot of ones, like anti-Nazi ones, which are quite interesting to look at. But yeah, just that line I thought was amazing.
Why is Dopey, okay, the worst dwarf killing malaria?
Yeah, so it's about malaria and it has like, it focuses on, you know, the mosquito, which is evil. And then the narrator calls on volunteers to defeat this evil, enlisting the aid of the seven dwarfs, of course.
Obviously.
You know. This in turn leads to perhaps best spoken line in Disney lore, at a boy, Dopey, kill her good and dead.
I'm pretty sure that's a Kingdom Hearts game. Yeah.
Should be. All of these should be Kingdom Hearts.
The bad guy is literally malaria, and then the seven dwarfs come in and kill malaria. The end. with a weird key that's actually a sword. I don't know. I don't play Kingdom Hearts.
I don't think anyone, even people who do play Kingdom Hearts, understand like what's going on in it. I don't think it has
Disney,
any.
Yeah. And guys with really big trousers. Fantasy,
so big
I
hair.
Don't know.
Spiky hair.
Spiky hair.
Okay. Is this true or false?
Yeah.
There was a old Mickey Mouse cartoon in which Mickey has to save Pluto from an evil scientist.
Evil scientist. Interesting. False.
True.
No!
It's the Mad Doctor in 1933. And this was deemed so scary that it was banned in the UK. So, and in lots of different picture houses. And the plot centres on the title character, a mad scientist, Dr. XXX.
That's terrible. Yeah. That's a terrible name.
I know.
That's like a placeholder name. It's
terrible. It's literally like, they were like, Dr. Something. And they were just like, oh, fuck it. It's
Dr.
Good.
Well.
Yeah. And then he was captured, Mickey's dog, Pluto. Mickey tries to rescue him before the doctor can perform his grotesque experimenting.
Oh, God.
Attaching Pluto's head to the body of a chicken.
Why?
And that was real. They said in the thing that it was because he wanted to see if the doctor wanted to see that if it laid an egg, it would hatch a puppy. That was the reasoning behind that.
He's not just a mad scientist. He's a shit scientist.
Oh, yeah. Like,
that makes no sense.
That's like human centipede style.
Yeah, would a puppy come out of an egg?
Yeah.
No.
He's not clever.
You're a terrible scientist.
And also, you people should definitely Google it because it's creepy as fuck.
Oh, no, I dropped things.
Sorry. But yeah, and that was a strange one. Did you ever watch, because what made me think of this again was when I was a kid, I used to watch all the silly symphonies. It was like the old 1930s Disney shorts.
I have
and
not
stuff.
Seen those.
Oh man, I was obsessed with them. They're really good in terms of animation. They're really good.
Ooh.
But also used to terrify me, as you can probably see why, as to what is the background. Okay, so I'm going to skip forward to the future.
Okay, the future.
I'm going to skip to the 1990s.
Oh my God, that was really recent.
Yeah, to an era of cartoons that we know fairly well, and are also really weird.
Good.
Okay.
I bet I've seen some of these.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you remember Cow and Chicken?
Yes.
Yes, Cow and Chicken.
I had lots of Cow and Chicken merchandise.
Okay.
Because of the uncle at Cartoon Network.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, they're creepy.
Yeah, they're terrifying. Okay, so an episode of Cow and Chicken featured A, lesbian stereotypes, B, racial stereotypes, or C, like, I didn't know how to describe, oh shit, kind of like national stereotypes.
Okay. I'm going to go for the last one.
It's not. I fooled you. Oh. I got you with clever mind play and weird trickery.
Damn it.
I know.
It's
lesbian stereotypes.
Really?
It's really like...
Wait, because... Why? What?
Okay, right. So this is the setup. It's pretty yeah. like... It's not very nice. It's very stereotypical and, you know...
So it's in a bad way. It's not like, hey, be nice to everyone.
No. It's kind same. Of in a kind of, you know... Slightly. I'll tell you. Okay, so the episode opens with Cow and Chicken coming down for breakfast with their parents.
Okay.
Okay. Also, a thing I remember about Cow and Chicken. Do you remember that their parents used their feet to do everything? Like, they didn't have hands. They used their feet.
Didn't have hands at all.
You never saw them. They used their feet to do everything. So, like, they'd serve, like, cereal with their feet.
So it's like a joke on... In cartoons where the adults, you only ever see them from the waist down.
Yeah.
So you only ever see them from waist down, and that's apparently all they need.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, so they go down to have breakfast with their parents, and then a fierce female motorcycle gang called the Buffalo Gals suddenly bursts into the house with no explanation as to why they selected this particular home or why they chose to invade at 8 a.m. Once inside, they promptly drop to their knees and begin to chew furiously on the carpet.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
100%. And it's not like it's part of the kind of like...
That's just a joke for the adults watching.
Oh yeah, I mean, well, they were full of those.
Yeah.
But like, it doesn't even have any setup. It's literally just, like, it's the most stereotypical kind of like... And all the kind of like, the drawings of the actual, like, the biker gang are just so kind of like, you know, just wrong.
Yeah.
But I saw that and I was like, what?
What's the point in that? Like, are they bad guys, good guys, just people that
come I don't know. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm afraid I don't know. But I like read apparently the people for like, he did like Rocco's Modern Life and things like that. Like, they said it got to a point where literally like the whole point of what they were doing was to try and sneak as many adult jokes.
Oh, I would do that.
Yeah. Okay,
that'd be really fun.
I'm going to end with, last one.
Okay.
I'm going to end with a classic Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah! The creepiest.
Oh, it's so fucking weird. Like, I can't, like, now that kind of creeps me out. Okay, right. So, which one of these is true? Okay. Ren doesn't brush his teeth and wakes up in the morning with holes filled with frayed nerves and stink lines where his teeth once were.
Ugh.
Ren doesn't brush his hair and wakes up with an afro out of nowhere, because he remember he didn't really have much hair.
Yeah.
In which tiny gremlins are pulling out his hairs one by one.
Okay.
Ren doesn't bathe and wakes up to find that his skin has gotten so dirty that it is now sentient and has left his body, leaving him skinless. Which one? You're looking at me with the most concerned face.
I'm looking at you because I feel like I've seen all of those things happen.
Yeah, exactly. That's
I can imagine them. But I'm going to go... I'm torn between the first and the second. I'm going to go with the first one.
You're right.
Yeah.
It was the first one. So episode 7 of the first season, that night in bed, Ren grinds out all his teeth because he hasn't been brushing his teeth. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And is left with nothing but gaping sockets and frayed nerves hanging out of his
mouth. Oh, that's disgusting.
When he opens his mouth, we're shown with black stink lines accentuating how bad his rotten mouth stinks. And I saw, like, I watched like a little clip and like a picture of it. It's so gross.
Oh, God.
It's so nasty. And I was like, this is a kid's show.
Yeah.
But I basically asked, because you remember in the 1990s there was all those really like weird fucked up cartoons.
Yes.
I asked because my brother is like, he knows stuff. And I asked him like why that is. And he said, apparently, because I was like, okay, how the fuck did they get away with this stuff? Because they would never get away with that now. Like, they just wouldn't.
Not on kids' TV.
No.
It's a bit weird.
And apparently Clinton loosened or removed almost all of the restrictions on broadcasting for children, combined with a big influx of artistic talent into Cartoon Network, which had just set up, causing lots of really fucked up cartoons, apparently, according to my brother. And I trust him because he's a knowledgeable man.
I mean, like, the weirdest you get now is probably, like, South Park and Family Guy, and those don't come anywhere close.
Oh, no.
Like, South Park's weird, but it's not that disgusting.
No, it's... I mean, it's... it's that art style of like Ren and Stimpy and Cow and Chicken and stuff, that kind of really kind of gross out kind of slapstick toilet humour. And then obviously, as I went back to the 1930s and 40s, just the purely racist and horrible kind of violent ones. Like, seriously, when I found that one about the kind of brother and his and the baby, like, because it looked like on the outside, like, it looked like the most innocent kind of like, oh, Scrappy, you know, the little pest. And I was like, oh, and then I read the thing, I was like, and I watched all of it, I was like, oh my god,
was the little pest meant to be the baby that wasn't doing anything wrong?
I don't know.
That's mad.
Yeah,
that's mad and sad.
Yeah.
Okay, well, are you ready for my challenge?
I am, I'm so ready,
because basically it's, I didn't have a lot of time to prepare.
That's fine, that's fine.
I have no internet at home.
That's fine, that's fine.
And the government made it hard for me. So, those are my excuses. But here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
You know how everyone has kind of favourite Wikipedia pages?
Yeah.
And most of them are usually about serial killers.
Oh, yeah.
This one's not about serial killers.
Oh, because I would have aced that quiz.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm worried.
No, they're interesting.
Okay, sure. I mean, no, that's, I love reading about serial killers because it's the kind of stuff you'd never, you know, be exposed to.
Yeah.
Or even know about.
It's fascinating.
Because why would anyone talk about it? Because it's kind of gross. Anyway, this isn't serial killers.
Okay,
Stop talking about murderers, Holly.
Sorry.
Jesus.
It's my go-to topic of conversation.
So one of my favorite pages that isn't about murder is the list of mottos.
Oh,
mottos
God.
Are super interesting because you know all the weird, like the kind of boring ones, like always loyal, and you're like, yeah. But actually, a load of places have some really messed up mottos, and I'm going to test you on them.
Okay.
Okay. The Real Academia Española, which is the Royal Spanish Academy, has the motto Limpia, Filla, Ida, Esplendor. Now, what do you think that means?
Oh,
for
God.
The Royal Spanish Academy.
I have literally, like, I'm terrible at languages.
Well,
so
I just tried to say it, so
Olympia
I'm also bad.
And
Olympia, I think, Fija.
Oh, well, I'm going to say, it's going to be something like, in blood we find royalty.
No.
What is it?
Not even close.
No,
you're terrible at Spanish, as it turns out. What it actually means in Spanish is cleans, fixes, and gives shine.
Oh.
Basically,
so
the Royal
like
Spanish Academy is, yes, Mr. Muscle, pretty much.
That's terrible. That's
I know,
that's a
right?
bad advert.
The Swedish Academy. Why am I picking the ones I can't speak? Okay. Is Schnille og Smack.
I like the way you said it, as if it was like a really bad like catchphrase from a sitcom.
Yeah.
And then the audience goes, ah.
Well, I was hoping you might know this one because Swedish, Danish.
Yeah, no.
Very similar. Right?
I have no idea. Literally no clue.
It is Talent and Taste.
Oh, that's
talent
quite nice.
Talent and Taste. But it's a Swedish academy.
It's kind of, you know, elitist, but it's an academy, so of course it's going to be elitist.
I'm going to try this one because it's Latin.
Oh, God.
So the South African Museum. So, you know, it's a museum.
Yeah.
I presume shows South African history.
Yeah.
Semper aliquid novi Africa affert.
Semper, I don't know, we speak African. Okay.
No.
Okay, what is it?
It means Africa is always producing some novelty.
Really? What, like a vuvuzela? Like they were like, we always got something.
It's mad down here in Africa. You would not believe the stuff we come up with. It's like,
it's all gimmicks here. That's bizarre.
I know. Okay, let's see how many you actually know. So these are ones you might know. Okay.
Oh, I'm not going to know any of these.
What is Boy Scouts?
Oh, it's something like always be prepared.
According to this, it's just be prepared, but I thought it was always be prepared.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a point.
Yay! Okay.
What is brownies?
Oh, it's like, I don't know. It's going to be something about God. In God we trust. I don't know.
Surprisingly not. It's lend a hand.
Oh.
Cub scouting.
Cubs for the win.
do your best, which I think is quite cute.
Oh, that's sweet.
Like, but proper kinda... scouts, it's like, oh, have you got your compass, mate?
Yeah.
Cub Scouts, it's like, oh, you tried.
You do your best. That also would make me feel like a bit of a loser.
Oh, I know. But it's okay. What is... The Detroit Police Department, their motto is, making Detroit a safer place to live, work, and what?
Play.
No.
Oh.
It's not that safe.
Oh.
It's just visit.
Oh.
So just come here and then leave.
Yeah.
Leave.
Quickly. Do not play. You're not allowed to play in Detroit.
No. They'll kill you. I've heard such terrible things about Detroit, so I don't, like, doubt that. If anyone's from Detroit, sorry for saying mean things, but... I mean, I'm sorry you have to live there. The Metropolitan Police Service has a really cool motto. It's total something.
Total protection?
Total policing.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I was about to say,
total policing.
Total protection sounds like a condom. So that's,
or toothpaste.
Yeah.
If you bring it down from your filthy, filthy level.
Yeah.
The New South Wales Police Force...
You are loving all the police forces.
Well, it's organised in categories. Oh, so, Culpam Poena Premit Comes. What does that mean?
It means, wait, where are we again?
The New South Wales Police Force.
New South Wales, so Australia.
Yeah.
What's the language?
Latin.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. we make things safe.
Punishment follows closely upon guilt.
Oh, God.
I know, right?
That's terrifying.
A police force for basically a colony of criminals, and they're like, you guys better feel bad about what you did. I like that. You go.
But it makes it sound like as soon as you're found guilty, they'll just shoot you.
I don't know what the Australian police force is like. They might be like that. Those guys are the worst. They're always shooting people. So now we're on to football.
Oh, I'm going to know none of these. Well, I
really,
not that I knew
I really
any of
like a lot of these, because all of them are Latin, apart from Aston Villa, which is just prepared.
Is that it? It's just prepared. Just
in English as well.
That's
like,
shit.
All of them are like, oh, Floriad, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, Aston Villa. What are we, Aston Villa? Prepared. Got my shoes on.
Going to kick a ball.
Got my laces tied. I'm ready to do football.
All prepared.
So I'm gonna find one that's more exciting than that. They're all in Latin and they're all really boring. Like, really boring. Well, play for the sake of playing. That's rubbish.
That's kind of nice though, because it means like we just have fun. Like,
yeah.
You know. And I would like it more if they were like, you know, in defeat, find sorrow and stuff like that.
We've got AC Milan is Il Club Più Titolato al Mondo, which is the most successful club in the world. But it's in Italian, so no one can tell it says
that. And also it's a bit braggy. I don't really like that.
Are AC Milan the best club in the world?
Maybe. Well, it's their motto, so...
They're also... Their second motto, because they've got two...
Well, of course they
is do. Forza Milan!
What's that?
It's the upcoming sequel to Forza 5. It's not. It means go Milan.
Oh, is that what Forza means?
Well, it means either strength to Milan or go Milan.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know.
These are shit. Football is some shit mottos.
Football is shit. Let's just skip them out. Because honestly, a lot of these have nothing to do with football. Manchester City, pride in battle.
What?
It's football, mate.
Yeah,
chill out.
Calm down.
Lanelli Wanderers is friendship through wandering.
Oh, that's adorable.
Oh, no. That's got nothing to do with football.
No, but that's really cute.
Oh, okay, well, football's boring. Onwards. Okay.
Sorry, I was just quickly checking the time.
Yep. Okay. Politics. Oh, no. Okay. Socialistic Folkeparti. That's Danish, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm going to have to read Danish. Is debt coup, very good.
Something is good? I don't know.
It could be so good.
Really? It could be so good?
I don't want to assume, but the Socialistic Voka Party sounds a lot like the Nazis.
Well, kind of everything in that kind of, I don't know, Scandinavian / German language sounds
it
a bit.
It does sound like the Nazi party, though. Because yeah, that's bit. The Socialist People's Party of Germany. That's what Nazi is.
National Socialist.
Yeah. So the Socialist Volker Party, which I assume means the People's Party. Yeah, I think those guys are Nazis. But, I mean, their motto is it could be so good. So maybe they're not.
It could be so good. It sounds like a so bad pop song. Good.
Yeah, from like the 80s.
Yeah.
It's so good. Let's see. Let's find you some more that you like.
Oh, God. I won't know. Like, I'm surprised I got one, to be fair. I'm impressed with myself on that level.
I'm surprised. Oh, my God. Business. Okay, these are the ones you're going to know.
Oh.
Adidas.
Win.
Close. Impossible is nothing.
Oh, my God.
Apple.
Nice and expensive.
Think different.
Oh,
because no one has Apple products. No. Think different.
Be different.
What's Asda?
Asda price.
Asda price.
Yay!
Apparently the BBC has one.
What's the BBC?
You are never going to get this because I've never heard of this.
To serve the people or something?
No, it's nation shall speak peace unto nation. Which is why they apparently show Top Gear and Doctor Who all day long.
Yeah,
I don't know.
What?
Burger King.
That's burger price.
Oh my God. Oh my God. One win and you're just trying to coast off that.
No, two. I got the Scouts as well.
It's have it your way.
Oh.
Because you can have like tomatoes in it or yeah. You can not have tomatoes in it.
You can have cheese or no cheese.
Hells yeah. You can have everything.
Oh, what a burger now.
That's its entire thing. KFC.
I don't know.
Finger licking good or so good, which is
what?
Not as good.
Finger licking good. I should have got that, but so good. That's not it.
Yeah, just like well, I don't really want people to lick their fingers anymore because that's kind of unhygienic. So can we just go with? It's really good.
You know? Yeah, it's nice. It's good that.
I kind of wish more of these were in Latin. L'Oreal.
Oh, because you're worth it.
Yeah. It's in French. Apparently, that's their official motto. Parce que je le vaux bien.
It does sound better, to be fair.
Oh, it's because I'm worth it.
Because I'm worth it.
McDonald's.
Da, 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 da.
I'll give you that.
Yay.
Nike. What's Nike?
Oh, I don't know.
Just do it. Just
oh,
do
yes
it.
Yes, it is. Because they have it, like, there's a Nike near me, and they just have in massive letters, just do it.
Just do it.
And it really annoys me. It's like, shut up, Nike. Don't tell me what to do. It's like outside my gym, they have massive, like, the sculpture of, like, massive letters all in, like, mirrors of just the word run. And I find it a little bit threatening, because it's like, from what? What's going
on? You'll find out. Either learn to run now, or it's too late.
Yeah, it's creepy.
I'm going to leave you with my favourite, Nutella, which is in Italian, but I'm not gonna attempt it.
Okay, Nutella, hazelnuts are nice.
Why aren't you in advertising? I don't know.
I know, right?
This is basically Mad Men.
It's my calling, to be honest. I'm going to ask for a scotch and move it about wildly and spill it everywhere.
That's basically all they do in Mad Men. That and cheat on their wives.
Yeah. There's a fantastic old Fry and Laurie sketch where they take the piss out of a kind of company like that, and it's really funny.
I will have to watch it.
You will.
And you guys will have to watch it.
You all must watch it.
Watch the thing. So, Nutella is actually, what would the world be like without Nutella?
Is it actually?
Yeah.
What?
Which makes you want to be like the same.
Exactly the same because
basically,
we'd buy a different kind of spread.
Maybe slightly less childhood obesity. I don't know.
Yeah.
It wouldn't change. That's a stupid
it's
motto.
It's like, don't make us think about something in which you're irrelevant.
Yeah. What would the world be like without Nutella? It makes you go, oh, I'd be a bit sad. But I wouldn't really know the difference.
Yeah, and also, if it had never been there, I really wouldn't miss it that much, would I? You know?
No.
Let's think about
I'd
Nutella.
Have Philadelphia or peanut butter or something.
Or Tesco's own brand chocolate spread.
But then they wouldn't be trying to rip anything off, so would it exist?
Yes, it must do. There's other... there's a great food in Denmark I always get when I'm over there. And it's literally just like... wafers of chocolate you put on bread.
What?
It's so good.
Why?
Because it's chocolate.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Come on, Kate.
Should we do questions?
Yes.
Questions.
I will get questions on my question machine.
mostly called a phone, but it's less magical. It does
many
that way.
Things, many magical things.
Is it a phone or is it a tiny computer? See, I see advertising. I was born for it.
Give me a ring on my tiny computer.
Okay, right. I'm trying to find where the questions start.
Ooh, so much tension. So much tension.
Okay.
In the meantime,
James E. Marshall asks, after featuring in that recommended podcast list,
okay,
we were on the, if you didn't see that, it, that the thing. Evening Standard.
It got retweeted, I think, by Kermode and Mayo.
Yeah, we got retweeted by a much more important podcast.
I found out that it's not just Mark Kermode and a jar of mayo.
What?
I know. I would have... Like,
I thought that's how he did his hair. Like, he dunked a comb into mayonnaise and just, like, swept it through.
I would have really enjoyed it if it was just him being angry about films and occasionally you hear, like, a knife going into a jar and being spread on some bread.
See, I was...
And him being like... Hum.
See, I was imagining it like Wilson in Castaway. Like, he just shouts at this jar of mayo.
Mayo!
Mayo! Okay, list of podcast recommendations.
Yeah, what was the question?
Just podcasts that we like, I guess.
I don't know. I don't have time to listen to podcasts.
Oh, I love podcasts.
We should recommend Chat Very Good.
Yeah, Chat Very Good.
They're nice to us.
They're lovely. Rotating Platform.
They're less nice.
Yeah, but
the podcast is
nice.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. The O&M podcast, which doesn't exist anymore, but you can still listen to all of it.
I used to love that when I was a kid. I used to listen to that when I was doing my homework.
You didn't love it when I was on it. You didn't think it was good when I
was on it. I did have it on it when you were there. I did. I remember I listened to it and I was like, oh,
who is this amazing woman?
I used to listen to the various podcasts when I was walking to work.
Yeah. You should all listen to it. It's all right.
I know you don't like it, but I like it and I've been going on a major binge, which I think may have influenced my slightly darker tone of... challenge today. The last podcast on the left.
Yes
it's, I mean,
yeah,
if you're the kind of person that likes to read about serial killers and likes to, I do this all the time where I'm generally too scared to watch a horror film, but I'll read the synopsis and be like, "Ooh, scary," and then just get on with my day. If you're the kind of person that is fascinated by all things disgusting and gory, then you'll like it.
Yeah, I did have problems with it, and I still do. I've tried to listen to it because I love me some murder.
It's very dark.
But I just don't like the guys who do it.
See,
I can't get on with them.
I think it's like, it took me a while to get into.
Yeah.
And at first I was kind of like, oh God, are these kind of like proper 1970s style, like,
sit down and make arsey jokes about women.
Yeah,
and...
but then as you listen to it, you realise they're really not. Okay. There's a few of the later ones, like, they liken this, a lot of the kind of comedy comes from, they'll talk about serial killers, and then basically laugh at them and say, like, that there's one killer talking about, and they describe him as a bumble butt, like, he's just a bumble butt and stuff, and they also describe him as, like, they're really, like, saying the word, but as a, let's whisper it, a gamer gator, basically an angry nerd that doesn't know how to talk to women and stuff, and, no, it's, okay. Yeah. So it can be difficult to listen to.
Yeah.
But and there's some bits of it where I've had to stop it because they play some like real life stuff and it's rough as fuck.
Maybe I should give it another go. I think I've just listened to like some bad episodes where they're being absolute assholes.
Yeah. I think it takes them a little while to find their groove.
Okay.
But yeah.
I'll try again. And also everyone should listen to Harmontown, which is Dan Harmon, who's the Creative Communities podcast. And it kind of starts in the middle of the bit where he's been fired from Community, and he's like this really interesting, smart, clever, weird man, and he sort of talks about, like, quite openly about things like anxiety and depression at the same time as like playing Dungeons and Dragons on stage.
Yeah,
so that's really cool. It's worth a listen.
And also Bitsucker,
they're all right.
Thank you. You should give them a listen. They're nice men.
There are loads of good gaming podcasts that we've missed out. So, you know, check them all out.
Do it all. Okay, right. Ben Cameron asks, I needed to ask you guys this anyway. What is the best Harvest Moon game? Friends of Mineral Town is my favourite on the Game Boy Advance.
I liked A Wonderful Life. Is that what it's called? On GameCube. So it's like the 3D one.
See, I never played the... The
The console ones anywhere near as much as the handheld ones. It has to be that a handheld for me.
The first one that I really got into because I played it with my brother, and it's, I think it's the only one where the story changes, because most of them don't really have much of a story.
The one I'm playing at the moment kind of does, yeah. But yeah,
this one, like, someone dies in it. Like, that's what I mean. Like, after a certain amount of time passes, the story just changes. And
that's cool.
You can actually end it after 30 years, you die. So, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is cool.
I think that may happen in Game of Thrones, but I remember the older ones were a lot more. I'm playing one at the moment, and it's good, and it has lots of stuff that I hope they bring into old ones. And also, I way prefer the kind of sprite 2D. That, it's such, like, the older ones are so good looking, and the newer ones look like shit.
Part of me keeps going, like, I love Harvest Moon so much. Maybe I should just play Lost Valley.
Yeah.
And then I see a picture and I'm like, no.
I go every now and again, I go in the Nintendo eShop and just look up Harvest Moon and I see it there and I go, oh, and then you click it.
For half an hour.
And then I just go, oh my God, that
is so ugly.
It's the ugliest game.
So bad.
Although there's a weird thing where it's not technically a Harvest Moon game. It's just a Harvest Moon game in Europe, but it's not in Japan because they have the rights to the name in Europe. They don't have it in Japan because the main guy that works on them all didn't work on this one,
yeah,
and said it's not a Harvest Moon
game.
But
then Story of Seasons, which those guys are working on, isn't officially a Harvest Moon game.
When are we going to get it? But
I
it
don't
is.
Know.
But when,
I don't know.
I don't, because America and
they've got it,
Japan
and it's
it.
On Amazon, and people were buying it,
yeah,
and then finding out that it was the American copy, so they've had to change the listing on Amazon to, like, this is American only, and that makes me even sadder because, like, I knew it was.
But I really want it. Yeah. A digital release or something.
Damn it, Nintendo.
But, yes, Athene Allen says, what is the most mundane way you've ever spent an hour? Oh, God, so many ways. Staring at a wall.
Just thinking pacing. About things I'm angry about.
Yeah, pretty
you
much.
You know when you're in bed and you're like, I'm going to get to sleep. And then you're like, but you know what sucks? Me, I suck. Everything I've ever done in my life is terrible.
Yeah, I remember that thing I did 4 years ago. Yeah. God damn it.
It's not mundane. It's just such a waste of time.
Yeah. Okay, so Chris Gillian asked, would you rather spend the night in a room full of snakes, spiders, or 16-year-old boys who comment on your videos?
Okay, part of me was like, I can deal with humans, and then I remembered what people say in the comments.
Yeah, exactly.
I got you know those Facebook messages that you don't get
the
notifications
other ones.
For?
Yeah.
I checked those the other day. And
it's dark. It's a dark place, isn't it?
One of them was a guy telling me that it was kind of, he meant it in a nice way, but he was telling me that he wanted me to know that somewhere out there in another country was a guy who thought I was the most beautiful woman in the world. And I was like, that just means you've jacked off to me, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't want to know that. That's gross.
Yeah, I know.
So yeah, that kind of, I wouldn't spend.
I'd go for spiders. Well, are they poisonous spiders or poisonous snakes?
I'm going to go for snakes either way.
Yeah.
Because I reckon you get up to a height, snakes aren't going to bother you. Spiders can climb walls.
Yeah, that's true.
And 16-year-old boys can probably climb walls too.
16-year-old boys can attach themselves to ceilings and
I just,
stay there.
Oh, God, I wouldn't want to be trapped in a room with guys who...
Imagine the smell. Like, imagine, like, EGX or Gamescom or any of those things where lots of people get in a room and it's really stinky. It's that, but you're trapped.
I'd just like to make the point that I'm sure a lot of 16-year-old boys that leave comments are lovely. But
that's the thing, I wouldn't want to take the risk. It could be really nice and you have a chat with just normal, friendly people, or it could be that you're trapped. But then again, I think they'd be too scared to actually say anything to your face. They'd probably just sit in the corner and just kind of like whisper to each other and go, I don't know what to say.
The thing I'd worry most about is that there's this sense of entitlement that you get on the internet where I've talked about this quite a few times recently, people will start a compliment by saying, I just wanted to tell you.
I have to tell you.
And it's that sense of like, I have to tell you. So I don't care what you think. You have to hear
it's like, you have to hear this. Yeah. It's like, do I really?
I don't want to know that, actually. Yeah. Thank you.
I hate it when people come up to you in the street and say that. I just had to tell you.
Yeah.
And it's like,
unless it's a lady saying your dress is nice. I've had that.
That's nice. Or, I don't know, someone saying that my hair is cool. That's all right. But when it's creepy, when it's about your kind of physical appearance or your body.
Because it's not something you're thinking about, and they're forcing you to realise that people are going to look at you that way. And you're like, oh, could I not just have a
day?
Makes
you self-conscious.
Yeah.
And also, it's creepy as fuck. We're past the time when it's, you know, people need to realise that it's just creepy.
Yeah, a lot of the time, like 99% of the time, a compliment is not wanted.
Yeah.
You know, read the signs, basically. Yeah,
pretty much. To go up to people you don't know, it's very weird. Mm-hmm. Especially in London, I freak out if anybody talks to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, I know, terrifying people, ugh. Phil Walters asks, what game show would you most like to appear on, either as a team or against each other? Pointless.
Only Connect.
I don't know what that is.
Oh my god, watch Only Connect.
What is it?
You know Victoria Coren?
Oh, yes, yeah. No, I do know what it is, yes.
It's the one where...
with the symbols. And yeah. Then you have to... yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she makes loads of, like, slightly smug, sassy remarks.
Yeah.
And it's quite silly, but it's quite fun. Although either that or University Challenge would be good. But...
I want to go on Pointless. I'm determined to go on Pointless.
You wouldn't get on. They don't let smart people on. That's the problem.
I think I would be fine. Me and my dad really want to go on Pointless together, because my dad is like... just a wealth of pointless knowledge. Yeah. And, I mean, I'm very much riding on his coattails in this scenario. Like, he knows way more than I do.
Yeah.
But I don't care about the money. Because it's only ever, like, £100
on
Pointless.
It's really low, isn't it?
Because it's the BBC. They don't have, like, Channel 4 or ITV money.
Yeah.
But it's just the honour of holding that Pointless trophy. You know, just
thinking
of...
ugly, though.
Oh, yeah, but it's just... oh, man, I want it. I want it
or,
so badly.
Or Countdown, maybe...
yeah, I'd be so bad at that.
I would never go on Eggheads, no matter how much I was paid, because I hate them. I hate them!
Yeah, the Eggheads are dicks.
They are wankers. My mum loves it. And she'll watch it, and every time I'll be like,
I hate these people!
Because they sit there going, oh, I think you'll find it's 12.5. I can't even know that.
Yeah, and it's like, fuck off.
Yeah. Screw those guys.
Okay. Joe Scrabbles asks... ew. Yeah, ew. What subculture would you make a magazine about that would alienate the and upset the 25 to 35 male demographic? So I'm guessing this is in reference to the Vloggers magazine, the Oh My Vlog magazine coming out.
And everyone's like, oh god.
Yeah, I know.
The state of society today.
Because I saw it and I was like, I made that joke was like, you know, the Principal Skinner meme and stuff.
Mm.
But then it's not for us. The internet hasn't been like... like, do you know what I mean? There's a whole new generation which grew up with the internet, and it's aimed at, you know, the internet isn't solely ours anymore. Like,
no.
Like, people need... and also, it's like, it would be like looking at, like, I don't know, Blue Peter and going, oh, this isn't real news and stuff. It's like, no, it's not.
I guarantee that people who were, maybe not our age, because I think times are moving quicker now, but maybe in their late 20s, 30s, when we were kids, looking at, like, Smash Hits magazine.
Yeah.
And, like, all the crap we used to read.
Oh,
just going,
I
like,
used to get the shittest magazines.
They are destroying their brains. And I'm like, yeah, no, they were right, but, eh?
Yeah, let people have their fun. Yeah. Like, it's not hurting anyone.
If I was a kid and I was into YouTubers, I would love that magazine.
Exactly. I mean, like, I'm sure, like, if I'd been born the right time, I probably would have been into... I'd be a hell of a lot better at makeup than I am if I was.
I know, right? I'm genuinely quite jealous that girls get, like... like, if your relatives aren't, like, super, super girly, but you want to be super, super girly, like, who do you turn to?
I had that exact scenario, because my mum's not girly at all. I do my mum's makeup and hair, not saying something. but, so, yeah, I was just this little lost girly girl looking for some way. So I would have loved all that shit as a kid.
Yeah. Like, I still can't do my own hair.
Oh, no.
I can't plait to save my life.
I'm terrible.
It's
to be fair, I've never had long enough hair to plait, so...
yeah.
But, yeah, no, I don't understand why people get... grumpy about stuff like that,
because they realize that they're not,
they're irrelevant
to a certain style of media.
I think it's funny because it's often the people who get angry about it are the people who are young enough so that
they're just on the edge of
exactly there. So you have to realize that you're not the youth culture anymore. This isn't aimed at you,
but stuff is still aimed at us.
Yeah, like, it doesn't
most
mean
most of video games are aimed at us
exactly
right now.
And
it's,
like,
it's when you get to the point where like life insurance is being aimed at you that you have to be like, oh,
because it's like people are saying, because like I'm 21, they were like, oh, you're not, and it's like, well, no, because I've grown out of this, but then I also grow out of, you know, I don't know, I was going to go to Blue Peter again, but I don't know why my brain is going to Blue Peter.
Blue Peter's great.
Yeah. It's a bit too goody-goody for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we made earlier. Fuck off.
Yeah. Fuck you. I'm going to watch Ren and Stimpy and watch
You didn't
Ren
make it. You got a runner to make it, you bastards.
Yeah.
Those dogs are all dead.
But yeah, I think it's people freaking out about getting old, pretty much.
Mm. But it's not freaking out about, like, it's the way, the way they do it is getting angry at other things.
Yeah.
Because it's, I get that, it's easier to be like, wow, why isn't this for me anymore?
Yeah.
But, like, I haven't bought a kids' magazine in a long time, so yeah. I don't really care what kids' magazines are doing anymore.
Exactly. It's like, I don't know. I'm not a vlogger. I don't, like, you know, this doesn't impact me in the slightest.
I met one of them that's on the cover of that. I've already forgotten what he looks like.
See, this is the thing. They're so... I mean, this is going to sound horrible, but they're not because they're often... It's quite cool because they're self-made to a certain respect and they often start just making videos themselves and stuff. But because of that, like, they're not that individual looking a lot of the time. I don't know.
They're all guys with really tall hair.
Yeah.
That's basically...
All girls with really good makeup.
Yeah.
And, like, I looked at the front cover and I was like, they all look the same to me. Like, all these people look exactly the same.
That's what old people say, Holly. Yeah. Now you sound old.
I am old.
All these Rihannas and Madonnas, they look the same to me.
They all look the same to me. They've all got their bums out.
On stage in their bras. Exactly, right?
But yeah, I felt it just made me feel like it was just a waking up to, like, I'm so out of this huge part of the media.
Yeah.
And then, but then why get angry at them? You're the one that doesn't know, like...
Yeah. I'm more just interested because I've tried to watch those.
Yeah, same.
In the same way that you binge a TV show. Yeah. And I just can't do it.
I can't.
They're interesting. And I can watch one every now and again.
See,
and I'm like,
I struggle to watch... I don't know what it is. It's just that certain style of... I don't know.
Yeah. The thing I do like about it is that it's aimed at women.
Yes.
Like young girls.
I like that.
And I'm like,
as well,
that's cool because it makes them think that they could be that successful. It's quite an easy path into money.
I mean, it's an unlikely.
Yeah. But I actually think, I was talking about this the other day with someone, there aren't a lot of prominent female YouTubers, especially outside of beauty.
Yeah.
And hell, if we can get some more female YouTubers, cool.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Exactly.
So, you know, come on in, girls, with your weird magazines.
Play Call of Duty and shout at the screen. Yay!
No.
No.
No more of those.
Questions.
Questions.
Yes. Questions. Next question is from Joseph Nielsen.
Cool, cool.
Now Holly's finally watched Avatar. What element would you blend... Oh, no, wait. What element would you bend, and what crazy combo animal would be your adorable mount?
I'm going to go for fire, because I think I'm quite angry.
So. Okay, I'm going to go for... I think... water or air? I think air, because air's everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say a spoiler then, but I won't. For Korra, that is.
Oh, no, don't tell me. Or maybe water. I'd be between water and air.
You could blood bend.
Exactly, then you blood bend.
With all the creaky bone stuff, that's horrible. I'm still sticking with fire. And maybe I could train myself to do lightning bending. And I'd be like, whooshoo!
But then what would you use the fire for? Like, nowadays, what, you just light someone's cigarette with your finger and go, there you go.
But you saw that you can use them as, like, jetpacks?
Yeah.
Like Iron Man
but
does?
But then the wind and air, you can just do that without the destructive force of fire.
I'm not calm enough to be either water or air, and I'm not... I don't know, Earth seems quite grumpy. They all seem really grumpy.
I think I'd probably be Earth. Like, if I'm honest with myself, I'm an Earth.
You're grumpy.
Yeah.
You're small and grumpy.
I'm tough, pretty much.
Yeah, except not blind.
Yeah, except not blind.
Oh, I accidentally saw some sexy Toph pictures the other day.
What? She's 12.
She wasn't 12 in the pictures.
Ew.
Yeah. Moving on. Let's not talk about sexy children.
Oh, we need to put animals we would blend.
Oh, I was going to say fire ferret, but you can't sit on a fire ferret.
What?
You haven't got that far in Korra. It's fine. It's like next episode. It's like a tiny red panda crossed with a lemur.
Oh.
Yeah, they're really cute.
That's cute.
They're like really small, so you can't.
I'd have a penguin crossed with a... Spaniel.
Oh my god. That would be the most unreliable mount
ever. Oh yeah, it would be the stupidest mount ever. It would just go around and go, hello.
I really like the turtle ducks. But
the turtle
again,
ducks are
really
so cute. The turtle ducks
oh
are really
my god,
cute.
They're so cute.
I like the penguin seals.
I like the turtle seals as well.
Yeah.
I like all the turtles.
The turtles are cute. Apart from the turtle line, he's kind of scary.
Yeah, he's creepy.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Okay. Next question is from Edward Price.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to a stag do on Saturday. Ooh. Are there any tips to surprise the groom / avoid a social faux pas with any potential strippers?
Oh man, are they going to be strippers? I really don't like that stag do thing of strippers.
No. That's the thing. I go like... Stripping and stuff like that is such a difficult topic because on the one hand it's like,
yeah,
do whatever you want, but then the other hand it's always like, I don't know, female strippers and female and kind of strip places, strip clubs based like women female stuff, it was just really depressing and really seedy and stuff, and it's like, but then male strippers always look like they're really fun and they go and they have a big show and they wear silly costumes and they go woo, and it's like, why is that a such a weird like difference? Again, I'm incredibly generalizing. I'm definitely no expert, and male strippers are probably like, it probably can be just as sad as female strippers.
Yeah,
the first magic mic gets pretty like depressing.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
It's really not what I expected.
I will see it.
Yeah.
The thing I get bothered about with the whole stag do's and sometimes marriagey wedding things is that people are so happy to go along with this, like, narrative of, oh, it's your last free night as a single man, you better have sex with someone.
Yeah.
And then when people get married, when they're like, oh, I've got to hide all this stuff from my wife, and it's like, why get married?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
And also it's the kind of the gender divide between the two. Like, you don't, you rarely see men going on hen do's, and because I have a lot of male friends, and like,
this is something I think as well.
Because if I had to pick, like, now, if I had to pick my kind of, but like what's it called for the maid of honor? Something like that. Yeah, I'd probably pick my brother.
He'd look lovely in a dress.
He would look beautiful. Do you know what I mean? But like, if you don't have a sibling that is the same gender. Yeah.
I'd want to spend the night before my wedding just hanging out with my friends.
Yeah.
Like, I know that it's nice to do girly things, so I might have a girly thing, but like with my mum, maybe, and some lady friends, but not many. I don't want to have a hen night.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be like, oh, guys, go with the girls.
And also, it's kind of, it's so much pressure
to
be like naughty and fun.
Have to wear all the sashes. Like, I don't have any problem with anyone else enjoying that.
Yeah.
I would love to be invited on a stag do because most of my friends are male.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be because then it wouldn't be a stag do.
Yeah,
it's the one woman.
It's the gender divide that I struggle with. Because I'd like a hen do, like it would be really fun, but then I'd also want to do stuff with my male friends.
Yeah.
And same, I guess, you know, the guy might want to spend time with his female friends and not have a kind of like, yeah, that's a chance kind of thing. You know.
I think it's changing though.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Liam Byron. What was the thing you did in a previous life or this one that caused your podcast to be haunted and makes iPhones crash? Yeah, this is a problem that a couple of people have tweeted at us, and we really have no idea.
Oh, I have an idea.
Oh, what?
It's because I killed my husband in a former life.
Oh.
And now he haunts iPhones.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, because he was...
Steve Jobs.
I was going to say that, then I realised that was kind of insensitive.
Because
he did die. So, no, I killed him with an apple, so...
Okay.
I poisoned his apple, and now he haunts...
You went full on, like,
Apple
Snow White.
Devices. Hells yeah, I did. So he's dead. That's okay. Why.
But yeah, anyway, we're trying to figure out why.
I have no idea.
We have literally no idea, because it's like... Because I guess it's on iTunes part, and iTunes are a complete ball ache to get in touch with or do anything with, but... We'll look into it for you guys.
Yay.
But we are still on SoundCloud and things like that, so you can check us out on there. Okay, so Gary Dutton. Invent a new character for Street Fighter V. I want names, appearance, special moves, and favourite food.
My character is called Butt Cheek.
Mm-hmm.
She is basically you know how they've all got, you know, their bits hanging out?
Yeah.
She's just the reduction of that into just, she's just one big wobbling butt. with a piece of string between the cheeks.
A piece of string?
It's basically a thong, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like coming not just out like a tampon.
No.
What?
No, she's wearing like the world's tiniest thong.
Okay.
But she also has a face. Okay. They're all people. What are the other bits I have to say?
We got names, appearance, special moves, and favourite food.
Her special move is, well, there's a clamp where she kind of gets them in between the cheeks and just goes plomp. Special moves, favourite food is, let's not go there, that's weird. Is that all the things?
Well, I think we are just at the right amount of time, so we will, there's a few questions left, but we will answer
we'll
them,
save
next,
them
week.
Next week.
Yeah.
Cool beans.
But okay. Yeah, we should, I need to head off, so we'll say bye, and remember to follow us on Twitter. I'm at Nielsen_Holly.
I'm at HowNotToDraw.
And we're Toku_podcast on Twitter, and we're on Tumblr and Facebook and Instagram, Toku Podcast. And remember to like us on Facebook so we look popular.
And reviews on iTunes so
yes,
we look good.
Rate and review us. Some person gave us one star.
No, what?
Yeah, one person gave us one star. There's no, like, they didn't write anything.
No.
They just must have clicked one, and I was like, you dick!
If you don't like it, don't listen to it.
Yeah, come on, so no one-star reviews. But that would be nice if you could rate and review us.
Mm. Send us an email at tokupodcast@gmail.com.
I think that's what it is.
And say nice things to us, or mean things to us, but just say things to us. Yeah. We're so lonely.
Maybe make a picture of our faces out of macaroni.
That's beautiful.
And send it to us.
Yeah. We don't have a post address, though.
Oh.
Scan it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, we should go then.
Let's go now.
Bye.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.